The Essentials. Essentials. Your guide to living in Belgium with BEPS International School. Come and visit us. Email us info@BEPS.com.
This week we're talking money, and more specifically, how to go about setting up a Belgian bank account. Now, it's possible to live in Belgium, for a while at least, using a foreign account and just withdrawing cash when you need it. But chances are, if you adopt that approach, you will be charged more than necessary, especially if your home account is in a currency other than in euros, as hidden exchange fees often come into play. If you're here for the medium to long term, once you start getting a regular pay packet or you need to set up direct debits to pay bills, having an account here in Belgium makes things so much easier. Most of the big high street banks offer specific expat services and customer service in English. Opening a bank account is pretty straightforward too. You just need to make an appointment and bring along proof of ID and address. Other documents might be handy too, such as a work contract. Now, among the major banks you'll see all over the place in Belgium are ING, BNP Paribas Fortis, KBC and Belfius. There are plenty of other smaller ones too, so it's always handy to shop around. Online banking is a big thing in Belgium and the services on offer are pretty well developed. Most bills are paid by bank transfer, whether you set them up yourself as a regular standing order, or they get debited by the service provider if you've signed an authorization for them to take the money out of your account. Unlike some other neighbouring countries, France, payments by card are widely accepted, even for the smallest of amounts. If you're making an international transfer, arm yourself with your IBAN and your SWIFT numbers, and then it should go through pretty quickly. If you're regularly moving money between different currencies, consider a foreign exchange specialist, as using your bank can be more costly. One small thing that many a hurried expat has fallen for is forgetting a card in a cash machine. It sounds silly, but it can be quite easy here. Cash machines have their own interesting quirks in Belgium, and they perform a multitude of different functions. So it's quite common for your card to be returned to you at the very end, after you've collected your cash and after you've pressed the finish button. If you're used to getting your card first and then the cash, be extra careful. Now, if you do lose a card or your wallet gets stolen, there's a central phone number to have your card blocked instantly. They then contact your bank, who will reissue you with a new one pretty quickly. Another thing to bear in mind is that banks are on hand to help you out with more than just storing money and paying people. Most of them offer a wide range of other services, such as insurance, investments and mortgages. Some of them can even put you in touch with advisors to help you with your tax. Now, you've got a bank account, so next we'll be looking at how you can find someone generous who will put some money into it every month. Join us next week for all things employment.
The Essentials. Essentials. Your guide to living in Belgium with BEPS International School. BEPS International School. Developing confident and independent learners for ages 2.5 to 12. More at BEPS.com.